The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. How's that for a mission statement? Jumping back, my wife Catherine calls today's reading from 1 Corinthians the body politic as a way of noting Plato's influence on Paul's thinking. In it, Paul develops an extended metaphor, linking the human body to the body of Christ, to the makeup of the church. Paul builds this metaphor on a prior section about the need for us all to use and appreciate whatever gifts God has given us and brings us to an apex. Not only do we each have our different gifts, not only do we each bring different gifts to the service of ourselves, our neighbor, and God, but we need for each of us to have different gifts. Even as, so often, we make terrible choices about which ones to value. We make these terrible choices about what we value because we are usually easily distracted by shiny things. We make wealth into an idol, and then we create a self-perpetuating system that gives more wealth to those who already have much. We lose track of Jesus' own self-declared mission statement. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Nearly 2 years ago, at the start of the pandemic, I noted the cruel irony when everyone started talking about essential workers without making the lasting realization that many of the most essential workers are among the worst treated and the worst paid. It is now nearly 2,000 years after Paul wrote his letters to the Corinthians. We live in a nation that often claims to be Christian, and still, when we read Paul's words, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. Often we do not hear a serious suggestion for how we should structure our churches and our society, but rather we hear a fuzzy, unobtainable ideal. But our lack of hearing does not stop Jesus from unrolling the scroll of Isaiah and reading, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." If in Corinthians Paul tells us that we are the body and we must work together, Jesus tells us what we work toward. We've already mentioned we have several beginnings today. About an hour ago, we began our confirmation class. And in a few minutes, we will install our new class of ruling elders. These two events, confirmation and installation, are linked in my own mind, in large part because in our Presbyterian tradition, members and non-members now have much alike. We welcome members and non-members to join us in worship and mission and educational activities. We welcome members and non-members alike to the table for fellowship and for communion. In fact, the principal right and privilege that one gains when formally joining a Presbyterian church is the right to vote on matters affecting the congregation, including on each class of elders who will lead the congregation. It includes the right to serve on a committee and eventually to be elected as an elder oneself. Now, our Book of Order, which is part of the Constitution that governs us and all PCUSA congregations, makes much of the title ruling elder for those who serve on session. It notes that ruling should not be understood in a commanding, or as they say, a lording over sense, but as a measurement, like a ruler delineating inches and feet, something that perhaps a gardener might use to measure the growth on plants, to identify where more fertilizer or more care might be needed. In this way, ruling elders are meant to measure and encourage the spiritual growth of this congregation and all of those who comprise this part of the body of Christ. Last Sunday, I delivered a challenge. I asked everyone to look for the ways to use their gifts, but I did not suggest how. I did not suggest a standard for us to measure ourselves and our efforts against, because for that, we need look only at the words Jesus read from the scroll of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Thanks be to God.